You're listening to DraftKings Network.
What's going on, guys? Ellie from Copper 9 here. You might not know who I am, but I've got nothing better to do. So watch with Soccer Cooligans talking all things football, politics, music, culture. Swipe up, click the link, do
that'll
something.
Do, that'll perfect. Do. Perfect.
Go!
Come on!
Okay, vamos! Boy, welcome to the Prem Show. Hello, we are the Cooligans. My name is Christian Polanco.
That's right, I am Alexis Guerrero.
All right, we're rolling our R's. It's the Prem Show yeah. today.
El Prem Show. Estamos aquí en el Twitch.
So, hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. Yes.
Brought to you by Bing.
We're just banging it out here, okay? Google is canceled. All
damn,
right?
I don't even know what that said. It sounds like you're talking about those little eyes you put on stuff during Halloween
okay?
time.
I got Bmail. All right, I don't use Gmail anymore.
Yo, this stuff comes to my Microsoft Surface desk that I have right here. Don't you look at me using okay. my desk?
Hello. Yes, we do. This show is taped live on Twitch. If you'd like to be a part of it with everyone in the chat, make sure you follow us, twitch.tv/soccercooligans. It's always fun. Wednesdays at usually at 6 p.m. Eastern. Next week it will be 5 p.m. Eastern, but that's yeah, today. Usually Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern. So join in. It's always fun. We're getting a bunch of we're getting pizzas and Gully AF.
We
emotes.
Got friends in here like Felix Palau, Paolo in Minnesota, Steve's second dick.
Don't confuse him with Steven Jumbo Jet.
Yeah.
It's a different person.
It's
okay?
Different person. Oh my God, I just subscribed and like, show me the puppy. This is if you don't know, if you're listening, if you come hang out with us on Twitch on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern time when we record the show live on Twitch, if you subscribe during the show, we're just going to switch the camera to a puppy.
Correct. And currently, Nutmeg is out for a walk. So we don't, there is no puppy to show, which yeah. is, it's always real sad when we go to the puppy cam and there's no puppy there.
But we will get to puppy. Don't worry about it.
We will get you. We owe you one puppies. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
So, and today, look, on Twitch, we did it last week. We gave away a copy of FIFA 21. The person who won already had the game and did not want it. So he was like, just give it away to somebody
right.
else. So we're giving it away today on the Twitch stream. So to one of the people who are watching the stream. So amazing.
Yeah. Right? So by the end of this episode, someone's going to have won. FIFA 21. Wait a minute. Actually, now that we're sponsored by Bing, someone's going to win a copy of PES.
Okay, well, just to clarify, we are not sponsored by Bing.
You don't know that. We gotta put it in the universe.
Obviously, this is a callback to last week because I was showing I was showing something on a website and I was searching for something and I used Microsoft Edge.
You didn't search. You binged, my friend.
I did bing.
It caused quite a stir. Yeah.
Everyone was shocked by the fact that they weren't seeing Google as the search engine.
I ran to go get my throwback jerseys. I was like, is this it? Are we going back?
I'm about to wear a 1980s Nets jersey that it hangs down to my knees.
Here's my 6XL Joe Namath jersey.
Okay. So that was the explanation for that. But yes, we are giving away a copy of FIFA 21 to one of the people that are currently watching the stream. So even more incentive because we get to do giveaways. And I figured out how to do giveaways on the stream. How great is that? I mean, we're all kind of growing together. So
Felix Palau said with that 4X icy white tee with the galaxy on the neck. You know what it is. You know them white tees, my G.
I didn't do large white tees, but I did do very much oversized jeans. Baggy as hell.
Yeah, like, I was both. I wasn't massive with the white tees because I got them dirty too quickly. right? And I just didn't have all this time to keep going downtown to get more. You know what I mean? Right? So I was just like, I did it when it was right. You know what I mean? But I was, okay. I was big on the dress shirt opened over like a black t-shirt or a white tee.
Ooh, okay.
Yep. You know?
Yeah, bro. I could picture it.
It was a lot. It was a lot moving, you know? It was a lot.
I didn't do... I did... In high school, I was shorts.
Punk rock that said, Christian, did you wear JNCOs?
I didn't wear JNCOs. And people have asked me that because I'm very much into like rock music. And in high school, I very much was. But I couldn't get into the style of it, of like the clothing. But I loved the culture. I loved the music. I mean, I've seen Slipknot 3 times. I've seen Korn a bunch of times. I've seen Stained, a Puddle of Mud, Godsmack, Slayer, Metallic. I've seen them all. Okay?
You've made some of those up, right? Those are some of those are made up.
I'm into it.
That Did you was say a, gobsmack? Isn't that a God, snack?
God smack. God smack.
Oh.
Christian loves butt rock. No, I would not say, I would not call it butt rock. I mean,
is there something called butt rock?
That sounds like a new dance move, to be honest. Yeah,
let's bang it, folks.
But no, my favorite band ever, my favorite rock band ever is Tool. I've mentioned this a bunch of times. Tool's the best. It's the best band ever. I got to see them a couple months ago.
I thought Tool was Nine Inch Nails.
No, but they have two different names. It's like people.
But I thought the lead singer's name was Nine Inch Nails, and I thought he was the lead singer of Tool.
No, Trent Reznor is the lead singer of Nine Inch. Well, Inch Nails is just Trent Reznor.
Okay, so see, that's I thought it was. I knew it was a dude. Here's yeah. You know, I only know that because Aaliyah. Aaliyah was a fan, and I was a fan of Aaliyah. That's how it works. So I thought he was the lead singer of Tool.
Okay. No, it's the lead singer of Tool is Maynard James Keenan. And he's as a kid, I was like, yo, this dude is like a philosopher, man. This guy's amazing. And then, like, as an adult, I like watch interviews with him, and I'm like, oh, he's just a weird guy. He's just like a little bit of a weird guy. Like, he's like a doesn't trust, you know, 5G. You know what I mean? Like, he could be one of those people. He comes off as like a little too eccentric for like, I don't know if I would ever really want to hang out with him necessarily, but I'm sure. But his music is just is incredible.
Anyway. Freddie A89 said, I mean, Alexis didn't know who Misfits were, so I didn't, but I knew that was their logo. The merch was strong. That's the thing about rock bands. They got the logo game down. Don't know. Wu-Tang, it might be the only hip-hop group that I could... Maybe Onyx, if you want to go all the way back. Maybe Run DMC with, like, the red bar with, like, the three letters and then the red bar. But, like, rock bands got, like, logo game on Smash. Hip-hop, nothing. Tupac ain't got no logo. Biggie ain't got no logo. You know what I mean?
They missed opportunity, you know?
Branding, you know?
Okay. So let's...
Glenster, but this is a soccer show, we promise, which is what we say right about now, 20 minutes into recording.
Literally, I think you might be the third cool again, because that's literally what we were about to say. All right. We're getting a little too predictable, I
guess.
Guys,
it's only 10 minutes in. This is pretty good.
So, hello. Yes, the Premier League. We'll talk Premier League. We'll talk a little bit Champions League. Where should we begin, Alexis? What's the top story?
There's a lot. There's a lot. Why don't we talk about Agüero?
Okay.
I'm hearing audio all of a sudden.
Alexa is talking because I said I said Alexis.
Okay. My sister. I forgot she's there. So Agüero, which I think you can put up the photo, right?
Yes. Okay, let me do that right now.
If you haven't seen this by now, yeah, Funkmaster Flex did have a decent logo, by the way. And Beastie Boys did too. Shouts to Beastie Boys. Agüero put his arm around the sideline judge, who happens to be a woman.
It's not tennis with sideline judge.
What a...
The lines woman.
The lines judge, the lines official, right? But put his arm around her in a very disrespectful way. You don't see it in this photo, but he started kind of like with his hand on her neck, which to me, it seemed aggressive. It seemed disrespectful.
Well, I mean, so let's add just a little bit more context, right? He was arguing a bad call, right? Like, or he was just arguing a call, and he was just upset with her thinking that that the ball was for Man City and it went the other way. And he was kind of yelling at her. And then in calming down, in I think he thought like, oh, let me, this will be this nice gesture of like, no, I'm not really that upset. But then he grabbed, like, he kind of put his arm, like the what clavicle, neck, whatever, but and like pulled a little bit, like, right? He pulled her towards him just a little bit.
It's a very like male condescending thing to do. My favorite part was, now I don't know how to pronounce her name. It's S-I-A-N. Is it Sion? Sion? Is it Sean?
I'm gonna say Sion.
Sion. There's no E. It's S-I-A-N.
But the I can be in certain languages.
It's Sean.
Oh, it's that's how it's pronounced. Sean. Okay, maybe.
Okay. All right. So Sean slaps his hand away, like, fuck off me. Now that, right? Everyone's like, yo, what he did is disrespectful, 100%. But give her some props for being like, yo, I'm going to mush you off me, my dude. Don't you touch me while I'm at work or anytime before or after. Yo, I was like, yo, Sean's a G.
Yeah. And I think when I saw it, I'm like, oh, this looks bad, right? And then when the people get more upset, they don't get upset at the actual act. They get upset that women are saying that they are upset with it, right? And I say specifically women because men also said the same thing, like, yo, that's not cool. You shouldn't do that. You shouldn't have done that. But the attacks are always on the women that complain about it, that really say, like, look, this is a part of our existence, and we deal with this all the time at the workplace and in life. And that these are the people that get attacked the most for just pointing out that this is actually a problem.
Here's the thing. If you found these fucking Cro-Magnon men who are like, who cares, you know? If you said a Spanish person, a Latin person put his arm around one of the officials, they'd be like, that's why we can't allow them in our game, you know? And like, oh, it was a woman. It's like, well, all right, maybe she did something wrong, you know? Like, all of a sudden becomes a woman's fault because it's a woman. Like, how dare other women be like, yo, I've experienced this before. Shut up, you know? Like, how dare you give us context in your life as to why this is disrespectful? Let me tell you how I feel, having never actually gone through this. I don't know where my accent went. I think I went Scottish there for a second. But you get the point I'm trying to make.
And I think there is, it is important to always... That context is important in real, there's no disassociating context in life. And it similar to, like, you know, in stand-up comedy, if a comedian wants to say a joke with the N-word, it will be funnier if the black person says it than if the white person says it. The context of the history of the word, the what the person looks like, everything. So the fact that it is a female official and a player is doing this, look, people would have said, they were saying like, you shouldn't, if it was a man, nobody would have said anything. And maybe it wouldn't have been as big a story, but you know, you shouldn't touch the officials regardless.
Also, have we all of a sudden forgotten what the English media is like?
Yeah, exactly.
If you put your arm around an English ref, they're like, the blatant disrespect.
Yeah, it's just like, because it is a female referee, the context of it is a bigger deal. Yeah. And that's just the way the world is. And that is something to, like, that's, you know, it should inform your behavior. Look, I've played soccer, what, like, in a Sunday league for what, 5 years? I've never touched an official. male or female, at all. I just, it doesn't even cross my mind, even if I'm upset with a call or like I'm cool with something or whatever. I just don't even think, I know, I'm like, oh, I know that this is inappropriate to touch them in any way.
Look, I need to come clean because I have put my arm around people like this. Usually it's the guy at the deli when he makes a great sandwich. I'll put my arm around and be like, I just want you to know you're special to me. You know?
Yeah. Tap him on the butt. You know, you did a great thing today. Okay.
Great game out there, Chief.
Okay, you really stacked that turkey real nice. Okay.
Let me tell you something. I was jealous of the sandwich before. Nothing compared to the sandwich you made for me. I was right to wait.
So look, this is it's a reality, and it is something to, you know, you have to understand and accept people's you know, realities and their lives and what they go through and what they deal with. And he knows. He knows he shouldn't have done this.
Right.
And I mean, and I'm not saying...
Aussie AB put up a good point. He says, then Pep says, he's the nicest person I ever met in my life. That doesn't change what happened here.
It's also, at least to me, I'm not saying that Sergio Aguero is this misogynist monster that needs to be removed from society because he, you know, that we're not... Nobody's saying that either. But the fact that there are people saying like, hey, this behavior shouldn't be a part of the game. It shouldn't be a part of life. You know, it shouldn't be a thing.
Don't do this during a game. Don't do this at a bar. Don't do this.
But it is a thing. I don't like it. It's strange to me because I'm so hyper, like aware and anxious. Even of like, if there is a woman I do not know, I'm like, I'm gonna do everything in my power to make sure she's 100% comfortable because I know every woman you've ever spoken to has some horrible story of being at a bar or something or some guy touching them or whatever. And I'm like, well, I just don't want to be another one of those anecdotes.
Yeah. I mean, like, even when we see comedians, male or female, I'm a big hugger. I'll go in and hug them if I'm cool with them, if I know them and we've had like that type of interaction before. I'll do that. I was in a green room a while ago. It was before COVID, and there was a bunch of comedians. I knew the only person in the room was a female comic's female friend and didn't know. So I hugged literally everyone. And when I got to her, I'm like, I'm going to give you a handshake because I don't know you. And I even made it a point. And she's like, no, I'm cool with a hug. It was like, okay. And then I hugged her. Hey, how are you? And it was fine. I'm like, I'm even aware that I don't know you. So I'm actually going to say that live. So everyone in the room knows, right? Like, I also don't want it to be like, even if you wanted a hug, I didn't want it to come across as disrespectful that I wasn't. I'm just saying like, yo, my guy, I don't know you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you get the old corporate handshake, my friend, you know? Shouts to Messi 123456 7 _ who's in the chat. What's up, everybody?
Okay. Yeah. And just a reminder, anybody who's new here, hit type !! Raffle to be entered in the FIFA 21 giveaway that we're going to be giving away at the end of this show. So obviously that was Nutmeg chiming in.
So we got what, three subs so far?
So I don't know how long, what's the duration, or do I keep going back and forth?
Oh, you get a little bit of a paw, the rest of them.
Okay, there's Nutmeg. He is having a what people would call a bully stick, but it's a natural bully stick.
That mean? A bully stick is actually a bull's penis.
Yeah,
so is this a tree's penis?
No, it is just made of like normal food or something like that. I think the bully stick, I think they may have like, somebody said they have like leather or they have like unnatural materials in them or whatever, and that's, these are like healthy or something like that. I don't know. My girlfriend's a nutritionist. She
will
not
take her word for it. She's lying to you, dude. Rat and a hat put Soylent stick.
Okay, that'd be great.
Steve Jumbo Jet says Nutmeg has his own Roomba. What is he referencing?
The what? A Roomba? No, that is
that's a bowl.
That's a bowl. It's a water bowl. I wish.
Yeah, dude. No dog hair. All right, we're trying to keep it nice and clean here.
No, that's a great part. He doesn't shed at all. There's no.
God bless.
No dog hair anywhere. So anyway, okay. So so look, Aguero. I think this is a very much a lesson, and I think it is. I think everyone can like learn from it.
And I also want to say, like Pep, if he really is the nicest person you've ever met, then he will take kindly to someone saying, hey, I know you probably didn't mean it, but here's why what you did is fucked up, and here's why you apologize. And that's it. Like, it's to say, like, yo, no one thinks you're an evil human being, but you did something that's wrong. Now go apologize. People mess up. Go apologize, and don't do it again.
Not the end of the world. Lloyd, DJ91, thank you so much. It's like, and when I mentioned context as well, like, look, we're Hispanic, right? And when it comes to, when I'm around other Hispanic people, And even if people I don't know, right? Like sometimes, like Spanish people will kiss on the cheek, even if someone I don't know. Mm-hmm. But it's like it's okay. It's like understood that is how we greet each other. But right. If somebody is from a different background, I'm not gonna do that.
No,
I'm being like, well, no, I didn't mean anything. This is what I do.
Yeah, hey, get over here so I can kiss you on both cheeks, stranger. Yeah.
Glancer asks, has he issued an apology yet? I haven't seen one, but that I could be. I don't know if he has or has not. I don't think Aguero is the worst person in the world. But he made a mistake. He made a mistake. It's something to at least acknowledge and just say, like, oh yeah, when I'm in the middle of a heated soccer game, maybe I don't need to put my hands on any refs at all. Okay.
Let's talk about other players that have. Supposedly, in this case, it's supposedly messed up. Obviously, we know Aguero did. But Troy Deeney, right? Now, Troy Deeney has been getting the rounds, the punditry rounds, okay? Mm-hmm. And he recently was on Talk Sport, which I know has its own, you know, connotation that's carried with it. I don't know exactly what it is, right? We've talked about this before. It seems like people think, like, Talk Sport usually has, like, your older, like, white guy kind of just talking shit. And, like, sometimes we'll say stuff that I believe is, I don't know, maybe racist. I'm not sure what it is. But, like, there's a connotation that it's, like, a bit antiquated, right? Mm-hmm. So Troy Deeney was on it on Talk Sport Breakfast. Do you want to play the audio of the clip?
Yeah. So let me do that right now. Boom.
So he's getting a lot of slack for this.
Okay. Slack? Why? He's getting Slack messages? Pretty cool.
Come on.
All right.
I think Fred, whenever you play against Fred, we certainly did it, is you let him get it because he has to take 3 or 4 touches. He doesn't know how to do 1 and 2 touch. Like, anyone who watches his game, he gets it facing the wrong way, turns, chops, and he'll give you the ball like 3 or 4 times a game.
Oh, Fred's not listening. Blueprint.
It's the truth. If anyone who studies football, you'll know that. Yeah. And you know what teams, when they're sitting in and they're waiting, you're going, that one person is the trigger. Yeah. And you're waiting for it to go in and you bounce off him.
So... Now, all of a sudden, people are saying this is unprofessional, it's disrespectful, people are kind of going after him. Like, you could see it in the replies. Our friend Gunnar Punter put, just like when he talked about Arsenal, this guy seems to have no respect for his fellow professionals. Did you hear anything wrong with this?
Wrong, not in the sense of... being unprofessional. I think it's definitely like stuff that you would, like, if we were off mic with a player and they were like, yo, this is how they play, this the person's trash, like, you're just talking trash. And
is
it
talking trash? I don't think he said Fred was a bad player. I don't remember him saying anything about Fred's character. He simply said the guy doesn't know how to do the one touch, he'll always do the 4, so we plan for that.
So, okay.
This is like, we've been begging for soccer players to talk this way.
I think it is, I don't find it to be, I'm not offended by it. So that's, I think it is a, you know, saying it out loud, like, it's also like, you're talking trash about a player who is doing better than you, right? Obviously, Watford was relegated. And he's talking trash about Manchester. I don't know the full context of the conversation. They might have been like, what the hell's wrong with Manchester United? And he was like, yo, Fred's the problem, okay? That could be it. But it doesn't... it doesn't bother me in any way. But I think the people who are offended, it are people that... You know, there's people who treat the Premier League like they're like the way people who watch baseball here, right?
Yeah, like it's so, like, it, God forbid anything.
Traditionalists, we don't want to. Purists of, like, right. This is how the game is to be played. This is how if you're offended by it, that's what I feel like it is. You're like, you don't do this in the Premier League. We do not.
Meanwhile, Verm the Germ said, remember when Joey Barton put out a cigarette on an Academy player? Part of me, and I don't want the conversation to go this way because I care more about what was said and how it's being reacted. But part of me wonders if it's because he's a street dude that they're reacting this way, because he has been in jail in the past. He's kind of a street dude. He, like, when he said Arsenal had no cojones, right? Everyone was like, yo, it's a claim against their character. I'm an Arsenal fan. It never once bothered me. You know why? Because they won that match.
Yeah.
You're allowed to say that now. Maybe we're too American for this. You know what I mean? Maybe the English style of punditry is different, or what they expect players to do. But do you really want players to go, oh, well, how is it preparing for Manchester United? Oh, they're all a bunch of great lads.
Yeah, yeah. Like, at the very least, he's entertaining.
And,
right?
But he also didn't say, like, yo, this dude, we know he drinks too much the night before the match. He didn't break down anything. He didn't, you know.
He didn't say anything personal.
Nothing personal. There was no character judgment. Straight up said, this guy touches the ball too much. That's what we plan for. What in the hell is wrong with that? And people are going nuts. The first comment is, he even wears his headphones like a clown. Like, dog.
I think if Jordini was more successful, that's like they don't give him the credibility to criticize other people and other players, because, you know, Watford is always fighting for like a relegation, you know, they're in the relegation battle and so on and so forth. So it's a little bit of like, we don't even like Jordini, so I don't want to respect anything that he has to say.
I get it, because they got relegated and all of a sudden that means he's not that great. But yo, like, the guy played professionally. Like, and honestly, this is why I think people like Filthy Fellas and those types of channels are doing so well. Part of me is like, you're a fuddy-duddy if you think that's disrespectful. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. You're antiquated if you hear that and you think that's wrong. No, if anything, you should thank that man. Fred should thank that guy and be like, yo, I didn't know that's what they were doing. That's why they keep taking the ball away from me. Yo, here's a watch, Manchi.
What was the transfer fee for Fred? It was a lot, right? It was a big, he's been there, what, 2 years, 3 years?
Brazilian dude with a white guy's name, Fred. It's the worst nickname, man. Ronaldinho is romantic. Fred. Yo, but still, like, damn, like, I heard that and I was like, thank God someone's actually talking that talk. And then I realized everyone underneath is really upset about Jordini. What he said, I'm like, why?
I love some of these comments. Some architect, hey, top of my voice, thank you for the sub. Some architect said, would it be wrong to be at a poker table and call out someone to tell? It's kind of the same. Yeah, it's just like, you know, maybe keep it to yourself for the sake
of,
like...
No, actually, that's great to do at a poker table, yo. You need that advantage. What are you talking about?
But wouldn't you keep it to yourself so that you could end up winning the game rather than tell the person that you know what their tell is?
If you're all in at that moment, it's a great time to bring that up.
I mean, look, that's not how I play poker. I don't know. Apparently, you risk it all, okay?
Bruh, I mean, you got to go for it, you know? Also, it's a quick way to get off the table quickly. Go get food.
Look, Jordini's not playing against Manchester United anytime soon unless...
FA Cup or
FA
League Cup.
Or yeah. Something like that. But so it's a little easier to say when you are not competing against that team. But again, even still... No, I don't really have any problem with it. He didn't say anything egregious.
Was it more entertaining than your average conversation?
Jordini is one of the most entertaining footballers that we have.
He's probably the closest to an either NFL or NBA style personality that they have out there.
Yeah.
You should be kissing the ground he walks on. Thank you, top of my voice, for the subscription.
We did get a sub, so I want to go back to Puppy Cam.
Hey.
Still on a little stick.
Yeah, he's trying to find it. He's like, I know there's a bull penis somewhere in here.
I was promised a bull penis.
This can't all be a paper straw. You know what I mean?
I think it's made out of either chicken or fish or something like that. Anyway, thank you, top of my voice.
But what up, puppy?
Would love to have.
I heard him.
Would love to have Jordini on our show. That'd be great.
It'd be one of the greatest interviews of all time.
Yeah.
Boy, would the Brits go nuts. Hey, everybody, thanks so much for listening to the podcast. We just want to break in with a word from one of our sponsors. Ooh, a new sponsor, Vuori Clothing.
That's right, a new perspective on performance apparel, and it is absolutely perfect if you are sick and tired of traditional old workout gear.
Well, I need to go get workout gear in the past to get sick and tired of, but I will tell you this.
Is this product the time machine?
Oh, no. Should I have found myself disgusted or tired of other workout gear? But, you know, it's funny. I got myself two pants. Because you know me, I just love lounging around in my underwear in my home, and I'm the only one. And the neighbors are even like, we need to get you more curtains, bro. But I love it. So D was like, come on, it's starting to get cold. Please start wearing pants. And I got these two. I got two performance joggers. And yo, let me tell you something. These things are so comfortable, and you can go outside in them. So it's like, you know what I mean? If I got to throw out trash, now I don't have to go find pants. I got them right here. You know what I mean? If I got to go get a sandwich, yeah, I'm already wearing the pants.
Because you usually throw out the trash with no pants, and it's becoming a problem in your neighborhood.
You know, I did it once, and turns out, even at 2 in the morning, people are walking by.
So, I got the performance shorts, which are great. They have a lining on the inside as well. I feel like...
Like OG Jordan, right?
Yeah, I feel like an NFL cornerback in training, you know what I mean?
You so know,
it's dope. But I honestly
catch passes from Nutmeg.
My favorite thing is the shirt. I got like a performance crew, and it's like, I think that's kind of the main thing, is that it's workout clothing that you can do absolutely anything with. You can hike, you can do yoga, you can play soccer, you can literally do anything. You can just lounge around like Alexis.
Right.
So there's a lot of options. Okay, it's incredibly versatile.
In fact, the one you got, it says here that it's one short for every sport, right? Which includes, I guess, sitting on the couch and playing FIFA, which, right? Hey, look, athletes play video games. Hey, I don't know what you're talking about.
You're an e-gamer, okay? You're not just laying there, okay?
I got to start gaming so I can claim that. But these, I'm not kidding. Like, they're kind of like almost like sweatpants, really, the other ones that I have here. They're a little bit of a thicker material, and these just came in perfect now that the weather's starting to get a little bit chilly, especially in this house where I don't control the heat in my apartment.
Exactly.
So this is absolutely perfect. So you can lounge, you can do whatever. You can either play sports or you can eat food in them.
And look, Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at VuoriClothing.com/gully.
That's V-U-O-R-I clothing.com/gully. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but hey, how about you enjoy some free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns? I don't even think they offer that. I think that's just us giving you free returns. That may or may not be true.
That's the Cooligans hookup. Okay.
We got you, yo. So just go to VuoriClothing.com/gully and discover the versatility of Vuori Clothing.
Okay. What else? Glancer said there was a sub and no puppy cam for shame. No, we got it.
That was it. We just
yeah,
did
yeah.
It.
That's what we're trying our best. There's a lot going on. I mean, we're talking soccer. We have to also make sure the puppy's on camera enough times. It's in his contract. Okay.
Yeah, his agent is really rude if we don't give him his. Hey, 5 emotes shared. Just gifted 5 rewards in the chat. Thank you, Monkey.
Monkey is back. Thank you, Monkey.
Monkey, you're gonna have to start watching me when I go to my accountant and start doing some gifting, not just in this chat. Let's talk about everyone's favorite topic, the soon to come, and we're happy to be the faces of it, European Premier League, folks.
It's happening. You can't stop it.
There's not a shot in hell you're stopping it. The European Premier League. I bet you they're already working on the logo. You have no shot that this isn't happening.
Okay. It's, corporate capitalism wins again. You can't.
And my favorite thing is the English are blaming us. They're blaming the Americans.
Well, look, look, some of your leagues were struggling. You wanted some of that American money to help save, the Liverpools and the Manchester United. And these big, conglomerates came to save these clubs. And this is that poison pill, okay? Mm-hmm. This is it coming to bite you in the ass when the American corporations, they only consume, they only want more. And that is, we talked last week about Project Big Picture.
Yeah, of, and like, MILF. Don't and forget MILF.
Yes, the major international league football. Yeah. Okay, which we still support, and hopefully that is the name they will go with.
We are willing to put lotion all over MILF. Like, we're just going to get it really prepared. You know what I mean?
So now it is, so the Project Big Picture was completely axed. They said the other Premier League clubs.
Clubs were like, okay, you say fuck me, I say fuck you.
Pretty much.
MILF yeah, by like, Bing.
Board Martin, yeah. Hilarious. So the idea of having...
Not only did we get a subscription, but Nutmeg right on time.
Nutmeg,
there it is.
He's looking like he's getting he's getting either anxious. He wants to leave. He wants attention. He wants something. I don't know, but
you can't ever tell what it is. But I like how he sits. He's like, "Look, I'm being a good boy. Give me what I want." All right?
I'm literally behaving. What is the deal?
I'm literally doing what you asked me to do.
they said no to Project Big Picture. So. The powers that be have and it look they were expecting a no. I think they wanted a no. They wanted so they could put forth this plan and be like, oh, you say no, and then literally as they can't even get the syllable out of the no, and they're like, okay, well, he's the European Premier League plan that we have in place. Okay, cool.
what was the result? No, I'm glad you said that. Bring in my projector. Let me present to you what we're going to do then.
Oh, I had a feeling you were going to say that.
Good. Can everyone look under their chairs? It was one of those.
Hey, okay, we got Perfect Tommy giving out gifts and some subs, and Nutmeg
is biting the glass. Oh, so now, foot in the water.
Foot in the water. He put Buddy. His hands in the pot. So now the inside the pen is going to be all wet, but that's what he does.
Bring everywhere. Out the Roomba.
Okay. So it's pretty fascinating. So obviously now this plan of a European Super League, we've spoken about this before. It is apparently now it's backed by FIFA and it's looking like a real possibility. Now,
what are your thoughts on this?
Well, the one thing, like, whenever big changes happen in the world, like obviously we're in the middle of a pandemic where everybody's trying to figure out what the economy is going to look like. Everybody's trying to put themselves in position to make a lot of money when this is all over. And this is what it feels like. So whenever there's a pandemic, whenever there's just general panic, the people, our overlords or whatever are like, all right, this is what we're going to need to do to get all these peons in place and to basically get all their money. And that's what it feels like. It feels like as far as figuring out what the world is going to look like, they're trying to take advantage of it now to instill like a crazy change. I don't want it to happen, but I could see it happening.
Here's my thing, right? Now, it's going to happen whether we like it or not. But how did England react when the Premier League started? When they broke off from whatever the football association or whatever it was, whatever, when they started a different top flight. They already had a top flight. When they started a new top flight so that they could sell their own TV rights deals, right? And this is really what it all boils down to, is TV money, right? How did people react? People were like, this is it. This is the end of real football. Real football is over. You know, like the whole thing. Yeah. Now this has happened. This seems like a natural progression for something like soccer. Soccer is too big. Soccer is just too big for you to keep it. Look, I get it. And this sounds disrespectful. The only other team sport that I can think of that has this is maybe baseball, right? Like Red Sox, Yankees, right? I want to see the game. I don't really care if it's in New York or Boston. If Red Sox and Yankees were so big that they wanted to have that match in Dubai, go play that game in Dubai. I just want to see the Yankees win. if you're Manchester, and I get that soccer is different, and being at the match is something significantly more in soccer than in any other sport. But, yo, you, the product you root for is so big. It's so huge that the world is now a fan of it. So if United versus City has to happen in Shanghai, who's really hurt?
I mean, the Manchester United fans and City fans that are in Manchester, right?
I mean, are they? I mean, the match still happens.
But I mean, look, there is the obviously match day is important to a lot of people. It's church for a lot of people, and taking that away from them means too much. That they're willing to obviously fight for it, and that's why it's so upsetting. Yes, are these brands bigger than the city that they're in? Of course. But my main issue is, like, these are global brands. They make tons of money. How much more do they need? How much money is enough money to say, I'm fine with the league I'm in right here?
What you, and this is where you and I were constantly getting an impasse, because if there's money on the table, why am I going to leave it there? It doesn't make any sense to me. The sport of soccer is specifically set up to, how much money you earn allows you to spend more money. If you want to win, you generally need to spend more money. You need to keep up with the guys that are getting bigger than you or are at your size. If your club manages to be bigger because somebody, you know, whoever wants you to play their game there, if Parc des Princes in Paris says, we want to host Arsenal Tottenham, and both of those clubs stand to make more money, you're now better than United, you're better than Liverpool, you're better than these other clubs. Next, if Everton continues to play the way they're playing, and the next Liverpool versus Everton match, and let's say it's an Everton home match, is so big, so huge, that they want that game played in Southern California, I actually think, as a fan, I understand you'll get to miss the match, which sucks, but you get the benefit of being like, yo, that's my team, and they're so huge that they could go all the way over there. You know what I mean? That they want them played all the way over there. It's like a big boxing match or something. As far as I'm concerned, it's so stupid to sit back and think, no, I want it played in the stadium near me. It doesn't always get to happen that way.
I understand that maybe occasionally it'd be cool to see, Everton play Liverpool in Southern California, maybe once in a while. But in general, people are too attached to the stadium grounds and Goodison and Anfield, and they talk about it like they are these coliseums and things like that. So it's nearly impossible to detach emotionally.
The one complaint I've heard, which is pretty fair.
All I'm saying, it's just that you're basically saying there's just so much money to make. Who cares about your feelings? And that's, people care about their feelings. That's
no,
all.
It's like, you know what it is? Be proud of the fact that your club is one of the big ones.
Yes,
don't you think
yes.
Like Southampton fans are like, damn, I wish my club was playing in Dubai right now and we have more money to go sign a striker or yada, 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 yada. You know what
I mean?
A couple
of people were mentioning this. So Glenser just said, Alexis, La Liga tried this last year. The players and fans threw a fit and it didn't happen. Remember, they were going to play the game in Miami.
They should have played the game in Miami.
And they don't. So, I mean, playing one game, you see how much it upsets people to not have that home game. They play that particular team two times a season, and just taking away one game piss people off that much. You think you're gonna take away the entire team and start a completely different league? It's gonna be infuriating to a lot of fans, and not just fans. Even fans of, say you're a fan of Barcelona. Sometimes you want to see them play Getafe and you want to see those games and because maybe you have a friend from that city that you have a rivalry with and things like that. So it's nearly
slack them. You know,
my thing is, look,
send a message on bing.messenger.com.
I understand that there's money left on the table. But you also still have so much money. That's my problem.
These English
people... It'll never end. The constant desire for growth and wanting more money, it just never, ever ends.
When the NBA plays a game in London, the place is full. I'm sure it's full of Liverpool fans and Manchester United fans and Arsenal fans that would be livid if the reverse happened. When London has you know, the NFL matches, people go there. People enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
And look, I know people are saying Boca River with the final. That's different. That's a final that was supposed to happen. It wasn't like it was planned to happen elsewhere. That was a final that was supposed to happen until one of the fans threw bricks through the window of the other team's players. Okay? So that was a punishment. So, yeah, I can understand why that's disrespectful. This is... Yo, your team is so good. They just got promoted into another league, into MILF, dog. Right? And who doesn't want to get promoted into that?
You got the MILF promotion? Wow. Yeah,
dang.
Coveted.
Yo, I hope you landed smoothly. Like, as far as I'm concerned, this is, I think I would enjoy, as an Arsenal fan, I would enjoy Arsenal playing against your Bayerns, your Cities, your Real Madrids, your Barcelona, your PSGs more often than only when they make it into the Champions League every few years. You get what I'm saying?
It'd be a lot easier if Arsenal could just get in the Champions League, right?
But if this replaced the Champions League, no one would complain. It's the fact that it's replacing them in the domestic league, yeah. Which, frankly, who cares?
All right. I mean, look, we're never going to agree on that. I mean, I care. You do not. And that's fine.
Would you be against it? Would you stop being an Everton fan? And Everton was one of the fans that one of the teams that went in.
No, I wouldn't stop being an Everton fan, but I'm too addicted to stop watching. I would watch the league regardless of if Everton was in it or not.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So you'd be a fan either way.
I have no choice, but it still would mean, I would sense that I've lost something, right? That something is different, that may not feel, that there are people that I know will be alienated from the league, from the respective leagues. So I would just, I'd rather not have it, but am I going to not watch it? No, everybody's going to fucking watch it.
Yeah. I can't remember his name.
We are slaves to this damn game. Why do you think everyone in the chat, why are you watching the two comedians talk about soccer? You are stuck. You are chained to this game. You cannot leave. That's it. You have an addiction just like we do.
We're all addicted. Cannon Pounds R10 said, I've played a MILF. Felt pretty good. All right. I didn't know we had a pro player in our ranks. I think when you look at this, it's like, the reason I bring this up is Figo, obviously famous. Luis Figo said that it's all about greed and keeping the game for a few elite clubs. If this were to happen, it would destroy football. No, it wouldn't. People still go to Stoke matches. People still go to, you know, Pompey matches, right? People, Portsmouth. People still go to, you know, Phoenix Rising or San Diego Loyal, you know what I mean? To use a less problematic team right now. people still go to the Canadian Premier League, right? Because it's the greatest, right? So that's what I'm talking about. People still go to these matches. These are still, you could be a fan of whatever team you want. It doesn't matter if your team is in this competition or not. And this is something to root for.
Okay. I mean, it'll upset people, but like everything, we will adjust to what the new normal is. I don't want it to happen, but if it does, then that's what my life is going to be going forward. That's genuinely how I feel.
Also, it's more for us to talk about, so let's go.
That's it.
MILF boys.
Let's go.
You know the vibes.
We love sports and nothing else. okay. So a couple of people were asking. Somebody chimed in and said if we talked about
the pay-per-view?
No. About,
do you know about this, though, that they're charging $15 or £15 to watch a match? And it was a shit match, too. It wasn't even a great one. In England. No.
Yeah, so I in general, I hear that in England it's very difficult to watch Premier League games. Like,
I think it was a rule put in place a while back to make sure that people went to the matches. I think they were afraid that the TV deals were going to make it so that people didn't go support the clubs. And obviously, they still make a lot of money at the gate, right? Not nearly as much as American teams do, which charge a lot more per ticket. But they still make a good amount of their money at the gate, especially the lower league. So they actually black out the show, the showing of the matches, so you can watch it on TV. A lot of them. In fact, remember the joke was you can actually watch more English soccer in America than you can in England. But I think it's Canada has DAZN, D-A-Z-N.
Yeah.
That I think it's $15 for the month, and you get pretty much all the soccer match. Like every league, I think, is on there in Canada. Here, it's a bit broken up where you need NBC Sports, you need Peacock. You don't need Gold anymore.
You just need Peacock, not NBC Sports. Or NBCSN is on TV, on regular TV, on cable.
But the Peacock, you don't get the NBCSN.
Not the matches that are on NBCSN, no. Correct.
So you do need both. So whether it's cable or subscribe to a different
way. Colo Blanco's at Fubo TV, of
Fubo
course.
TV, obviously, right? The best, second only to Bing. ESPN Plus. You need all these different services, so it's a bit more, but still relatively affordable. If you just want to watch soccer, most people will be able to just do that, right? Or a lot of people, right? Certainly not free. Free would be better. If you're in England, imagine paying £15, which is what, just about $17.50, something like that. Imagine paying $17.50 for a match just to see your favorite team play.
Nah, it's too much. I mean, at this point, it's like, is this a Premier League only fans? Like,
you know?
I don't need it. This is too much.
Not a bad way to go to market, though, you know? Especially if it's MILF. Now.
Yeah.
MILF only fans. We're talking money.
Somebody did ask about the giveaway. But when are we going to be doing the giveaway? At the end of the show, probably like in another, I don't know, 20 minutes, give or take. So thank you. That was Arkham Destro, too.
Don't forget to put exclamation point raffle, no space in between if you want to be a part of this raffle, if you want to win.
Exactly. And follow us if you're not following us. You know what? We're not going to give you the FIFA if you're not following us. Let's just make that clear, okay?
Hell yeah, dog. We'll take that shit back.
Holding it hostage. So someone did ask about Everton and Liverpool and what we thought. Obviously, we taped something already for the TV show that and the podcast will be available Friday. So if you're hearing this now, just know we're probably going to talk about it in more detail right now and then a little bit more in the next episode. But
for sure,
I think some of the heat has gone down on Jordan Pickford. I think people in general, I've heard that he apologized to Virgil van Dijk. And, you know, I don't think he meant to injure anyone.
I think Everton were playing kind of wild, though. They were playing aggressively.
So I saw that there were somebody was asking, like, Jorginho Wijnaldum. He was in the press conference and he said that he felt that Everton players take it too far. I'm quoting him. He said they take it too far. He's like, I know it's a derby and you want to win.
Why did they say one of the players takes more than one touch?
So he said that, and a lot of people, were kind of Everton fans were kind of annoyed with that statement. Also, I should say this because I was just on Jimmy Conrad's Twitch channel. Mm-hmm. He on one of his shows before the Merseyside Derby. I think it was on Friday. I was on, and he has a lot of viewers from England. And I got all these messages from Everton fans because I was like previewing the match, and I got all these messages from Everton fans saying like, "Oh, it was cool seeing an Evertonian talking about the game." And then I got a message from a comedian from Liverpool who was like, yo, you should join my WhatsApp group because I have a WhatsApp group of all comedians that support Everton. So now I'm in a WhatsApp group with all stand-up comedians from the UK who support Everton. And it's like, I feel like I'm one of the boys. I feel like I'm British now.
Right? You wearing one of those paperboy hats like, hey, lads.
Okay. Top of the morning. Is that what they say? I don't know.
Dude, we couldn't get a WhatsApp group of comedians that like soccer in this country. Never mind one club.
It's so insane. So that's how awesome like the community is, you know, when you find, when I see Arsenal fans, there's so many Arsenal fans in New York and they have the pub and there's so many, like it's, I get jealous. I see Alexis with all his gooner friends.
Yeah,
and I'm
dude,
like,
it's a lot of us. It's great.
But now I got my Gooner, my Gooner friends, yeah, my Toffee friends. Okay?
Oh, you gotta start spreading the Toffitero's name in there.
I gotta let them know, okay? Because right? I don't think it's reached them yet, but I will. Yeah, it's pretty dope. Anyway,
I can't believe there's a WhatsApp group of comedians that like Everton. Jeez,
honored. So the the Marie Side Derby. Obviously, when all of a sudden they take it too far, and then when you look at the history of I think their previous like I don't know eight or nine matches, literally 8 yellow cards have been given to Liverpool and 8 to Everton. So it's been pretty even as far as how these games go. I think, you know,
it's a very highly contested.
Yeah.
Derby.
And even Richarlison also apologized as well. He got the red card after the foul on Thiago, and he put out a statement, on like Instagram, said, I didn't mean to do that. I was just, the play was so fast. He basically said, I tried to pull my leg out of the way, but in doing that, I raised my leg up and hit him in the shin. It was a terrible tackle. We all, he knows he shouldn't have done it. Like, it's just like I felt like Everton was so focused on not losing and not trying to be embarrassed that they got reckless and look, it happened and they were penalized. The bigger issue really and the controversy really of the game, in my opinion, was the goal taken away from Jordan Henderson, and that was where Liverpool really got screwed over.
But I will say, though, as a fan of absolute mayhem, I enjoy it when VAR finds a blade of grass where we can't even see it with the human eye. That said, it was too much for me, even that VAR. I'm like, but you also, and I think we said this already.
I love this from Steve Stupka. He said, Everton.
Yeah, right? They had Liverpool.
Liverpool, and now it's
Everton, which is probably how James Rodriguez pronounces it, right? Everton. I'm still a fan of VAR because it gives us something extra to talk about, and it's complete insanity. But this is one of those moments where you see it and you're like, all right. If there's still going to be the human error, you know what I mean? Then maybe we don't need the computer and human error. We could just have human error. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm fine with just one error, right?
Yeah.
Aussie AB said, VAR can find a 1 millimeter offside, but can't see a goalie taking out a player. And the interesting part there was that the VAR ref didn't know that he could give a card to Jordan Pickford. Again, that is the human error in not knowing the rules, because the call was deemed offside for the VVD foul. So because that play was deemed offside, basically like anything that happens after it doesn't really matter.
Right. Like, I know he stabbed him, but it was offside.
So Your Honor, yeah. He was.
I mean,
what? This feels like it's an injustice to punish me, right?
Sometimes that's just what happens, right? Some stuff happens after the whistle, you know,
which is ridiculous. Look, and I'm an Everton fan saying that I could see Jordan Pickford getting penalized there in some way, but I understand him not getting in trouble either, because of it was a bad tackle. Was it like it just wasn't wild enough to for people to say like he definitely should have gotten a red card? Some people were like, maybe he should have gotten a yellow card or something. He did something wrong, but it wasn't egregious enough. And then given the offside call, I could understand why there was like so much going on and why the mistake was made. But refs should know the rules, right? And they know.
There's also not that many rules in soccer. You know what I mean?
They look, whether it's players are giving cards all the time after a whistle is blown. If it's interesting, if Jordan Pickford would have slapped Virgil van Dijk in the face, even after an offside call, he would have gotten a red card, regardless if it was an offside call. You know what I mean? So that's because it was technically a football play, I could see why they didn't want to, punish him further. But whatever. So, and we get into the VAR call more on the other show. I don't want to kind of repeat myself, but tune into the podcast with the TV show, and we get into more of the VAR call. Okay.
All right. We got one last topic before we decide that we're going to pick the winner of the FIFA 21 that the last person didn't want. Okay?
Okay. So just a heads up, Nutmeg is about to get food. He's about to be fed. So what's been happening lately, I'm sure this happens to every dog, but as soon as he hears like the food being put into either a bowl or we put it on that mat, I think you saw it last week.
Yeah.
As soon as he sees it or hears it, goes nuts. So
because he knows
he cannot. He's like,
we don't need this, affection. Bring me the food, woman.
He can't be patient. He's just like, he knows he's about to get the food, yet he still is completely impatient about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a dog. They're not human, you know?
It's pretty funny. So if you hear noise, that is what's going on. Okay.
All right. Now, Wan-Bissaka. Okay. Aaron Wan-Bissaka. Apparently, thank you to our chat for letting us know this, apparently cheated on his pregnant girlfriend.
Okay. Same old story. We've been here before.
Now, apparently this woman also happens to be Jesse Lingard's ex.
Interesting.
And Sway Lee's ex.
Bro.
This is amazing. This is like, dude, I mean, these soccer players with the private, you know, the private Snapchats, like, fam, nothing private, bruh. So I don't know, not me with the baby. It's Avril UK. Some of this stuff I'm not actually getting, but there's a lot of pictures. It's very clearly him. He's holding her foot. There's pictures of his crotch. Thank you for the blocking it out.
Look at this. Look at the text. Look at what she says. It says, he has a baby on the way, but told me he don't want it.
Ouch. But here, so she leaks this Snapchat conversation where she said, you moved me to Manchester because you needed me. Now that you're no longer sick, apparently I'm disposal, probably meaning disposable. It doesn't work like that. And he put, yeah, it does. I don't owe you anything, but a safe transport back to London. Damn. And she put, I'm so sorry. You can treat people around you like that, but it's not happening with this situation. You can find other living arrangements, seeing as how you dragged me up here with all due to you sickness. So I don't know what sickness, but then Aaron says, so you're saying you're not going? Because that's only going to give me one option. I've said what I've said, Aaron. You're not going to threaten to manipulate me or make me feel something below a human anymore. I'm sorry. Aaron says, I just need to know before I proceed, which is wild. And she said, do what you need to do to beloved, right? Do what you need to beloved.
Beloved.
Beloved. Okay, thank you. Peace and blessing. And Aaron put, sweet. So she was like, you think you got a nuclear button, Munchie?
Look, this is a common, look, if this happens with anybody, any kind of celebrity, this happens with people who are not famous or whatever. But like, I mean, look, don't cheat on people. Your life will be so much easier if you just are honest with whatever partner you have. Live your life truthfully. You want to be with other people, let them know. Nutmeg agrees. Yeah. Keep it real.
Here's the thing. If your girl pregnant, right, maybe don't share with her you don't want the baby. That one you keep to yourself.
Close to the vest, man.
That's between you, your therapist, maybe your religious leader.
You can't, just like Fred, you know, you can't be letting everybody know your tell. Yeah. All right? You can't let them know,
like,
your
Fred,
weaknesses.
Wan-Bissaka can't just touch one, right? He's out here touching
multiple touches.
Right? And this is how he gets dispossessed.
Okay, he's gonna get you into a little bit of trouble, all right? Oh. with your gaffer, okay? So Yeah. New Relation saying, man, don't these athletes want a fulfilling relationship?
You know what? No.
I don't know if it's an athlete thing. It's just human beings. Deeply unhappy. You know what it is.
Athletes do get that thing of, like, you know, every city they go to, they have a girlfriend and that they're never home or boyfriend, whatever it is, regardless of the athlete, that they have significant others, that side pieces or whatever. But in this situation, the most disturbing part is that, you know, you didn't want to have this conversation with a pregnant woman to tell her you don't want to be with her, probably because it was going to make her upset. I think she's a bit more upset this way, you know?
Yeah, it's a little bit tougher. I read something that men are most likely to cheat, I think, either during pregnancy or like in the first like year of the baby being born. There's something that happens in, I don't know, men, they react in a weird way where they feel so disconnected from the pregnancy.
I think it's a fear of, like, whatever, like, their virality is going away, you know? Now you switch into, like, dad mode, maybe.
Yeah, I think it's some of that, but there is, like, a mental sort of, like, a psychological sort of condition of, like, that the woman pays so much attention to the child that you feel left out and you feel like you're not getting the affection and attention that you were getting before. And that's what causes men to stray during that time, which is fucked up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, you know, it's funny. It's like people have asked me why we don't have kids, why I don't have any kids. And I've always said, like, I don't want
to cheat on my wife.
No, man, I'm trying to be a good dude here, you know?
Are you trying to ruin my marriage?
You disrespectful. No, I think, and I've been very honest, like, I'm very selfish when it comes to the attention of my loved one, you know? I want all of these attention. I don't want to be split with no baby, you know what I mean?
I want to have a child, so... So Helene doesn't pay attention to me. So. Yeah. She gave me a face, everybody.
Oh, you can feel it on the back of your neck. I know one of them. So yeah, so, Wan-Bissaka. I mean,
okay, all right. Well, best of luck to the Bissakas. Okay, to everybody. The
someone, yeah. One of the reactions was my right back smacking them top bins times two. So dumb.
Oh boy. Yeah. So I hope everything works out okay. It's look. This it happens all the time. If you are a celebrity. This is a it's common. We see it a lot. You gotta be responsible. That's it. I mean, obviously, if you don't cheat, you're not in this situation. So,
almost there. 819 said a baby Alexis is the scariest image I can imagine. Wow, my God! Imagine it comes out wearing Tim's. How did that happen?
Okay, so all right, I think we should do the FIFA 21 giveaway. You want to do that?
Let's do it. Now, what is this? You have to hit like a series of buttons.
I think I almost there. 819. Thank you for the sub. Oh, from Monkey. Monkey with another gifting a sub. All right. Do we want to? Oh, okay.
Don't forget, now's your last chance. Put !! Raffle in the chat if you want an opportunity to win. If you've already done it, you're not going to get another one. It's only one chance per person. But right now, if you haven't done it, if you want to win, you got to put !! Raffle. So we're going to give you like another 30 seconds to do that. And then we're going to hit this button.
All right.
Once again, shouts to Monkey. Just gifting everybody everything. You know?
Monkey is an absolute hero. Okay. There is Nutmeg again. Oh, so thank you for that sub. You got Nutmeg. He is chilling. All right, he's a little bit calmer. So
I think
great.
One of his toys is on the other side, and he's like, "I don't like this." Oh no, that's the door handle.
How polite is he?
Nah, dude, he's tricking you. That's the thing. He's like, when I do this, they give me stuff.
Look, it's also his fur on his face is getting so long. He is blocking his vision. We have to take him to like a groomer.
Damn. I bet you in England there's a WhatsApp group for people who have this dog, comedians that have this dog, and are fans of, you know, I don't know, give me a Forest Green. I bet you that's how many soccer fans there are in England.
Okay, so I'm gonna close the entries in just a moment, and then we'll announce the winner of FIFA 21 for whatever console that you have. So where is it? Okay, here it is. All right, so I'm closing it in how many entries? Oh, I'll tell you right now. I got 24 entries.
Hey.
So thank you, everybody. Again, thank you so much for hanging out. Thank you, people listening to the podcast. Get on Twitch. It's where it's at. We're doing it. And yeah, this is great. And hopefully we'll keep doing more of this stuff. Follow us if you don't follow us on Twitch so we'll do more giveaways. And now that I figured out how to do it, we'll do more stuff. Maybe we'll do stuff every week. Who knows? But it's always going to be fun. All right. So now the entries are closing in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Boom.
All right.
Done. You can no longer enter the raffle.
Thank you, Streamlabs.
It says it right there. This works so great. Okay. And now I'm going to pick a winner. I wish I had music or something. I should do something for this. Next time.
Here I am banging on my Microsoft Surface table.
All right. Picking a winner in 3, 2, 1. Top of my voice. Congratulations to Top of My Voice has won a FIFA 21 for whichever console you own. Okay.
Again, Top of My Voice, thank you so much.
Thank you for participating.
Scooby-Doo and hit you with the G's.
We'll send you a message and get your info and send you the download code of where and you got to let me know which which console you want it for. Stupka said Varchek.
Yeah. We go to the We look at the actual stream. What are we going to look at?
Okay. All right. Yeah. Top of My Voice. Congrats. Yeah. You won. Sweet.
What up, baby? Right. You just won FIFA 21.
All right. Yeah. So I'll get that to you in a moment after the stream. Just let me know. Actually, type it in the chat. What console do you need it for? I'll make sure to get it to you. Okay. So everybody, thank you again for tuning in to another episode of the Prem Show. We do these every Wednesday. Tune in. They're always really fun, especially with everyone in the chat as well. Anything else we want to mention? Masks. We have like 20 masks left of the Cooligans.
That's nothing.
The Cooligans mask. Go to soccercooligans.com. The link for it is there. All the masks, all the proceeds go to South Bronx United, which is an education and soccer, like after school program in the South Bronx. It's a great organization. If you don't have a mask, why? What are you, a maniac?
How are you a fan of ours?
But get one, and you can rock it. It has the Cooligans logo. It says "Stay safe, stay gully" on it. Go to soccercooligans.com. The link is right there. It says "mask" right at the top. And please pick one up. Yes, it would be great.
Yeah, Massey 1234567. You got to get one. All the money goes to a community that absolutely needs it. So come on.
Exactly. If you would like to join Gully Squad, which is who we do all this for, who makes all this possible, all this extra content that we get to put out, it is because of Gully Squad. If you'd like to join, it's an amazing Slack channel, you get extra content, and just some of the most amazing people. And not only has it been a great part of the soccer community, like another kind of a sect, but in the last few days with all the stuff going on, has been helpful for me. I think we all get to like sort of help each other and support each other. So thank you, Colo Blanco, for putting the link in there. Join Gully Squad if you'd like to be more a part and of the Cooligans and help it grow and all those things. So,
and we've said this before, but I think it needs to be said again. Like, when we started Gully Squad, we just thought it'd be like a bunch of cool people to talk to. We didn't realize we would have as tight knit a community as we do. And when stuff happens, like what's happening this week with Daryl, a good friend of ours, Daryl Grove of the Total Soccer Show, shouts to you, Daryl. We absolutely love you. Getting an opportunity to have folks that know of Total Soccer Show and may have found us through them or found them through us and in this community, it makes it a little bit, a little bit less daunting to sort of deal with what the emotions that have been brought up this past week have been. And you know, I can't stress enough just how amazing a group of people are already in Gully Squad and how fun the conversations are, how great the roasting is, how great the pizza roasting is, and, you know, all the teams roasting. But when it comes to situations like this, or when someone has something happening in their life, how everyone just quickly jumps and binds together even stronger and works as a team to make sure that those things are handled as best as possible. It's absolutely so just... I don't even know the words to say, but like when I see it, I'm amazed I'm a part of this group. I can't believe it has anything to do with me. You know what I mean? Or a Christian. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't believe it was started just by us saying like, yo, we should start something called Gully Squad. Like, this is a group I'd always wanted to be a part of. And I'm just amazed that you're all in there. So thank you so much.
Yeah. Yeah. It was initially like a way to just for us to kind of survive and keep doing Cooligans and keep, you know, we weren't making money doing much of anything, right? We're doing everything kind of for free. And then, and now it's kind of evolved into something not only, you know, beneficial to like help the show grow, but like emotionally supportive. And it's wild. And we were incredibly grateful for everybody who was a part of it. So feel free.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I was going to say when we started, Monkey gifted another sub. I just want to say thank you once again, Monkey. I feel like you're a member of Gully Squad without being a member of Gully Squad because you've just given all these people.
No, wait. I think I saw Monkey join Gully Squad, if I'm not mistaken.
Shut up.
I saw a username the other day. I don't think they've...
joined the Slack
I think they joined the Slack, but they didn't type anything yet. So I don't... I could be wrong. But Monkey, thank you for literally everything.
Yeah.
And if you want to be a part in the Slack, please join. It's absolutely great. Okay.
Glenser put, wait, Gully Squad is about Alexis? Everything is about Alexis.
All right, everybody. Thank you again for tuning in. We appreciate it. Everybody listening to the podcast, subscribe, leave a review on iTunes if you have not. It really does help. And everybody on Twitch, we appreciate you. We love you. Stay strong. Stay safe. Stay gully. Let's try to be as positive as possible. It's going to be, it's challenging right now. And
what would Daryl do? He'd be positive.
Yeah. Okay, everybody. So let us end the show the way we normally do. So with that said, my name is Christian Polanco.
And I'm Alexis Guerreros.
And together, what are we?
The Cooligans!